KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy, 69 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. We look for clear to partly cloudy skies today and a high of 93. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. A teen charged with the murder of a 5-year-old boy from Atlantic has had his pre-trial hearing moved to another date. The hearing was to have been held yesterday for 17-year-old Cody Metzger Madsen, but the Daily Nonpareil reports that's been moved to 1:30 p.m. October the 14th. An arraignment for Metzger Madsen will be held September 30th. He faces a charge of first-degree murder and the death of his foster brother, Dominic Elkins. Metzger Madsen will be charged as an adult, according to Jeff Greenwood, a spokesman for the Iowa Attorney General's office. His trial is set to begin on November 5th. Late last month, the teen led his family to Elkins' body, which was located at the bottom of a ravine in rural Harrison County. Metzger Madsen remains in the Harrison County Jail on a $500,000 bond. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Sheriff's officials in Adams County report the arrest Monday evening of a woman who allegedly destroyed a television set. 18-year-old Melody Marie Bentley of Glenwood was charged with criminal mischief in the fifth degree for allegedly destroying a TV belonging to Country Haven Residential Care Facility in Corning. Bentley was taken into custody at around 7:50 p.m. and brought to the Adams County Jail, where her bond was set at $300. Authorities in Montgomery County are investigating incidents of burglary and theft in Stanton. The Sheriff's Department said Monday that deputies investigated a burglary and the theft of a vehicle that day from the Farmers Mutual Telephone Company of Stanton. The investigation determined someone entered the building located in the 400 block of Broad Avenue through a walk door. Once inside, they took tools and a computer from a vehicle and left the building with a gray 2002 Dodge Ram 2500 van, which was later recovered south of Stanton on 240th Street. The loss was estimated at $10,300. Deputies also investigated the theft of a vehicle on Monday from the Bates Garage at 305 Concord Avenue in Stanton. Someone took a red 1994 Ford Ranger pickup belonging to Kenneth Blair of Council Bluffs. The vehicle was driven north of Stanton, where it was crashed into a utility pole on Harvard Avenue and driven an extra 1/2 mile before being abandoned on 220th Street. The pickup sustained $2,000 damage, while damage to the utility pole was estimated at $1,100. Anyone with information on either incident is asked to contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107 or Crime Stoppers at 800-432-1001. Two people were flown by helicopter to hospitals in Des Moines following a crash Monday morning in Guthrie County. The State Patrol says the drivers of the pickups, 57-year-old Kurt Schoon of Scranton and 32-year-old Derek Waltman of Cherokee, were injured when their vehicles collided on Highway 141 at around 7:30 a.m. The accident happened when a westbound Ford Ranger pickup driven by Schoon, for reasons unknown, crossed the center line of Highway 141 and struck Waltman's 1996 Ford F-150 head-on. Following the crash, Waltman's Ford came to rest in the ditch while the Ranger remained on the highway. Schoon was flown by Life Flight to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines, while Waltman was flown by Mercy One to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. The accident remains under investigation. News time 7:11.